Brad Davidson, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate. I've got to be honest, right from the start, King Callow, he's a cheeky little bugger. He messaged me just then. He said, give it to Brad about his tips. My grandma is penniless. It wasn't a good day at the office for anyone yesterday, Brad, was it?
He's a good laugh, old King Callow, that's for sure. But it was a tough day. And it was quite a strong tailwind there in the straight, made it very hard for horses to make ground. And quite a few favourites going under, but not a tough day. But we'll soldier on as we always do, and look towards the next meeting and see if we can bounce back at Randwick on the weekend.
Can you believe Nature Strip? I put it to Adam Pengelly this morning. Can you believe Nature Strip is in the Everest?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised, Dave, to be honest. Look, he's a very exciting horse. He's a, you know, exciting sprinter, as we know, but he's always made that massive query at 1,200 metres. I think there's a couple of others there that I would have had in front of him personally if it was probably my decision. But at the same time, I think he's great for the race because he's going to add that genuine tempo that probably was lacking from the race last year. I think it's fair to say they walked along and there were several horses from the back that couldn't get into the race. So I would love to just see them try and get tactics. You know, I think the only possible way Nature Strip can win that race is if he's four lengths in front on the turn and really rolling and say, catch me if you can. And I think that would be a great spectacle for the race as well. And look, I probably think he's more a place chance personally, just at 1,200 metres. I think that, you know, the last 100 metres he'll get a bit of a stitch. But, I think it's good for the race. We're going to get a genuine tempo and it's going to help horses like Santa Ana Lane and Parada and whatnot from the back.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, does that help Santa Ana Lane a lot more than maybe what it previously would have?
Yeah, I think it does, for sure. You know, the thing that Santa always needs is that a genuine tempo in a race, and I think this is pretty much going to guarantee that. They should at least go an even clip in front, and if not a bit better. And look, you know, he's probably going to string the field out a touch, but providing we get a fair track there on Saturday week. And I think the other big key for Santa Ana Lane is a good track. You know, I know we've got some wet weather towards the end of this week, but having a look at the longer range forecast, it didn't look too bad when I had a look at it a couple of days ago in Sydney next week. So, providing we get a good track, I think that's another extra tip for Santa Ana Lane, that extra tempo. So, he should be flying down the outside late. And for me, he's definitely the horse to beat at this stage in the Everest.
And Darren Weir, the latest on him, more charges laid against him yesterday?
Yeah, bad news there for Darren Weir, of course, charged by Victorian Police over animal cruelty and conspiracy offences there. He was issued with the 9 charges, including conspiracy to defraud Racing Victoria Limited stewards and engaging in the torturing, abusing, overworking and terrifying of a horse. So he's got the 9 charges. There were 3 other men that were also charged there yesterday. So, plenty to play out there, but not good news for Darren Weir. And they'll appear in a Melbourne Magistrates Court on October 23.
All right, Bradley. Mate, just very quickly, we're going to be finding an EBT today at a local somewhere because we're all desperate and absolutely love it. Can you give us something anywhere today? Or if you, I know I've put you on the spot, can you tweet it out or text us in maybe 20 minutes and I'll get it out on the program? Because we need winners, mate.
Need winners. Look, there's one that's going okay in the last. I haven't done any form at Wyong today, I must admit, but I didn't mind race.
That's all right.
Bentley Magic at on the Kensington track yesterday, but they scratched it for a race today. It's drawn a bit wide, but I thought its last run was pretty good. And race 8, number 4, Bentley Magic, could probably, if you're looking for something.
Beautiful.
But like
race
I said,
8.
I've done no form whatsoever, so I'll be just sort
That's
of
right.
staying there.
Mate, I'd rather cop the tip from you than be guessing later. And that way, too, when I say it's your tip and I don't say it's mine, I won't cop all the flack. Because I'm telling you right now, I'll be copping some later. Thank you very much, Brad, for joining us, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.